Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live and local laughs. We're back to the Speakeasy on 97.1 The Freak.
Who's with me?
Hour number three of the Kyrie Irving debut pregame show, which we're calling Free Fall.
Yeah.
It's 12 hours of Kyrie's going to play basketball for the Mavericks tonight without Luka. So he's going to score about 50, take control of the team, and then when Luka comes back, there's going to be a huge fight as he struggles.
He ain't either. He ain't. I'll tell you who's going to score 50 tonight.
Uh-oh, Josh Green.
The cocaine kangaroo.
That voice is Mike Reiner, who's not normally here at this time and doesn't have to be here at this time today either because he won the first game show that we played in Freak Free Fall, which is game shows all day. Every host is here. Whoever wins gets to go home.
Las Vegas is rattled right now because the 7-1 favorite to Free Fall the entire way, according to the GMG sports book, was Mike Reiner. And now he's got his little lunchbox packed up, which you do. Is that your lunchbox that you bring every day?
It is.
And he's got his Grateful Dead box set, and he's getting ready to hit the road. Are you shocked? Are you surprised? Are you proud?
Proud. Not surprised. Felt like I had a good handle on that game. I did miss a question, you know.
Yeah, it is ultimately just what cards, you know, come out.
Yeah, sure.
Points they're worth, as we all know.
I got lucky.
Congratulations.
Sounds like a man who didn't go well for Mike Soroy.
Why'd you set it up for him, showing him some love, and then the minute he just accepted the love, you kicked him in the nuts?
Yeah. So it was a cold deck for
That's what he does.
Hey, come on.
Well, I think you have to be able to separate what just happened there.
Okay,
that
help
was
me out.
A buildup of Mike Reiner and a congratulations.
Oh.
And the back half was not a dig at Reiner.
Tear down to the game.
It was an attempted buildup of Mike Soroy himself.
Okay, gotcha.
Where I just got unlucky, and that's tough. Yeah. Otherwise, I would have won. Okay.
Luck of the draw.
This is going to end up being an Oppenheimer story.
What's that mean?
Well, he was so impressed with what he had done, what he had created, his discovery, until he realized his science had wrought the possible end of humanity, and then he was horrified by his discovery, Dr. Oppenheimer, that led the way for the atomic bomb. That is how I see Soroy envisioning Free Fall, as he thought, look at this magic thing that I've created, and at 5:30, as it's him and Christina battling out for the final game to see who broadcasts solo from 6 to 7 after 12 hours of broadcasting, he's going to feel like Dr. Oppenheimer.
Thank you. This is right now the first moment that I'm even considering that I will be here until 7 p.m. And that's a significant possibility.
And the whole time, he'll be blaming the penis.
Yep.
Because that's what got us off on the wrong foot for
I'll have Corvino in with me for that last hour to discuss rule issues I've had with the game throughout the day.
Well, this is about Mike Reiner, though, our grand champion, who's here for his exit interview.
Yes.
And I don't know what to ask other than what is in your lunchbox that you didn't have to open and eat?
Well, let's see. I probably have a nice tuna fish sandwich in here, or maybe.
What do you mean probably? You don't know what's in your.
Let's see.
He didn't make it.
Some peppers, some chips.
What
the hell?
There
what
is,
are you, four?
Sandwich, cookies.
Individually wrapped.
Sandwich and a Coke.
And a candy bar for dessert.
That's right.
In his Beatles yellow submarine lunchbox. Made
that's of a very well-rounded lunch, I would say.
I think so, too.
And this is the first time you're seeing this lunch, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Who made your lunch for you, Mikey?
Somebody.
Is there a little note written on the napkin to remind you to be good and have a nice day?
Yes, there is. There is.
On the napkin.
Be good to your work friends.
Yes, play nice.
Have a good day, Poopy.
Aw.
He didn't play nice, though. He smacked us all down in game one.
No, I didn't.
I don't want you eating all that chicken and Chiba Hut, so I'm packing you a healthy, snacky lunch.
I made your number one ranked sandwich, the tuna fish.
Because that will age well, sitting in an aluminum box all day.
How many lunch boxes do you own?
This is really it.
God, that's a great drop interview question.
Boy, that is a great
negative.
I'm here with Phil T. Johnson of the Detroit Lions, Roar Blog.
Yep.
How many lunch boxes do you own?
Zero.
It's funny you should ask. I got a Barry Sanders one. I got a Herman Moore. Yeah. I don't know what Lions.
Would you like to go tour the South Korean consulate?
Ben and Skin, you guys are of the age that you might have taken a metal lunchbox to school, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember if, in fact, you had one, what was featured on it?
I think I had a $6 million man.
What is that?
Really? Yeah, the Bionic Man. The
Lee Majors?
Lee Majors. I had the action figure where he had the red eye, you know, the eye that would shoot a laser beam out of it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lunchbox. That was a big deal back in the day.
That's not all that the $6 million man could do if you had the big action figure.
Uh-huh.
He not only had the telescopic eye that you, if you looked through the hole in the back of his head.
That's what it was, yes.
It made things seem even further away than they were, so that was ineffective.
Backward telescope.
In his right arm, it had this rubber sleeve of skin that you could roll it up and reveal the bionic components that were inserted into his arm. He had a kung fu kick that was the same mechanism that came with the guy in Electric Football, the spring leg that could kick real good. And then last but not least, if you press the button in his back, he could had this little stage-by-stage action where his arm could lift things. And it came with like an engine, a plastic engine block, and you would lift him up. But his greatest feature was he was an incredible lovemaker to my sister's Barbie collection.
A real Lothario in the toy box.
Yeah, Steve Austin used to tear it up in the 70s in my house.
Bionic jackhammer.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Did you guys, how long that did you have weird. Your Stretch Armstrong before you tore it apart and the jelly went everywhere?
We did tear ours apart,
yeah.
It was too tempting not to, right?
Yeah, and with you having brothers, it's like you grab this arm and walk as far down the hallway as possible.
Right.
And then the jelly goes everywhere.
It's funny you mention Stretch Armstrong because I had a Stretch Armstrong, and after
it
much
was better than yours, and yes, let me tell you what this version
after
did.
Much working out with Stretch Armstrong, he did in his shoulder develop a tear,
oh, no,
which led to a leaking of the Stretch Armstrong syrup, and my dad had the bright idea to take Stretch Armstrong along with me and my Uncle Ken to the bank of the Brazos River, which was just west of town in Knox City, and set up Stretch Armstrong on a big barrel. And from about 100 yards away, my uncle, who was an expert marksman, put a .30-06 shell directly through the chest of Stretch Armstrong.
Now, was Uncle Ken the one who poked it with a stick?
What? No, that's completely unrelated. Uncle Ken poked nothing with sticks, but yes, he was an accurate shot with a deer rifle. Back to you.
That is a rite of passage for every young Texas boy when his uncle takes him out to shoot his toys.
Somebody name another toy so Danny can tell us another story.
Ooh, okay.
Name a toy.
Well,
what's a cool toy?
We couldn't talk about their toys because Mike Soroy and I are incredibly young and still in our prime.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it would have been Ninja Turtle, G.I. Joe. I did have a He-Man lunchbox, which was, I guess, the first time that five-year-old me was like, hey, you might kind of like that guy. You know, he's kind of butt naked damn near.
Did you have the Castle Grayskull?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was probably my favorite.
I would like to understand this. Are you at the age, Danny, to where you bought your son Joshua a He-Man toy?
He was not into He-Men or He-Women.
He-Hos.
Yeah.
He's no, very non-binary liking.
Yeah, I believe that was, it's Dayman, Danny.
He wasn't into that kind of stuff.
Animals?
Yeah, didn't care much about toys like that.
See, I would have Skeletor's castle set up, but then Snake Eyes would have to lead the G.I. Joes to take down. There's a lot of cross TV show battles at the house, and Snake Eyes of the G.I. Joes always won. And Raphael was on his team. The Ninja Turtle. I don't know why.
Here's some other TV shows that Kavanaugh will have no idea what we're talking about. The lunchbox that I had on one side was Adam 12, and on the other side, Emergency.
Yes.
It was the combo platter. So you had an ambulance and a police car working together to solve crime and fire.
Okay, do you guys realize how badass the theme song from the TV show SWAT is?
I haven't heard it forever.
Dude, it's incredible. It's an absolute banger. In fact, in the middle of it is like a bass drum breakdown that's just so funky. And that was on every week, dude. Yeah. SWAT. And it was an absolute banger.
Okay, I got another toy.
How
does it go?
Can we hear it?
That's what I thought it was.
I want to hear some SWAT.
Keep going. I almost got it. Just one more verse.
You need the cord?
Yeah. I think we're pretty accurate in our remembrance of the theme from SWAT.
Well, when the evil Shredder attacks, this turtle force cut him no slack.
Turned up the volume on our thing.
The guy, the paramedic show, what was it called again?
Emergency.
Okay, Emergency. The main paramedic in that is the guy that owns the Double Deuce in Roadhouse.
Well, there were two. There was Randolph Mantooth and Kevin Tighe. Those are the actors
Kevin Tighe.
That played the two main characters.
Kevin Tighe. Mm-hmm. He's in Roadhouse. He owns that trash bar that he hires Dalton to come.
That's right. Yes, that's right. Yes. That's right. Do you remember the actors who played the two main characters in Adam 12? I remember Kent McCord.
One was redhead. Yeah. Redhead guy, right?
I don't remember the. Here we go. Here's some SWAT. Crank that crap up.
I like y'all's version better.
Yeah.
Now what do they go do? Solve a crime?
The production on this is insane. I love the low piano doubling the bass line. Such a great trick.
We're about to get to a real funky break here in a second.
Okay.
Man, this is even greater than I remember.
It's so good.
Are you dancing right now over there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm dancing.
You can get your foot behind your head.
All right, I got another toy for you that goes
Why
way
are you
back.
Turning it off.
Another toy, old school toy. How about that? It's like a totally different song. Did this part ever play on TV?
No, they were out by now.
Third bass sampled it, though.
Yeah. Okay, another old school toy. What's a cool toy?
What is a cool toy?
The old school cap gun. Remember it had the little red tape film?
And you
got to line up the hammer on that.
A lot of duds.
I can smell it
by you just saying it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, look what's happening over there in that corner.
What?
He put his jacket
Gemini
back on?
Disco Soul Party vinyl?
No, KT is a man who's about to give us rules for what's happening next.
Ooh,
look at him.
Look how disheveled he is.
All right, we need to bid farewell to Mike Reiner, the winner of our first game.
It's time for me to go.
We don't want you to go.
Go home, you old bastard.
Have fun at your cataract surgery.
We love you, Mike.
You know the worst part about that?
What?
He was the least confident guy. He brought a lunch.
Yeah.
He wasn't planning to go home.
No, he wasn't.
And he still won. What a bunch of idiots we are.
A lot of people, a lot of feedback so far. A lot of people are saying it, that they've already lost their TVs because they had chose Reiner to be the last host standing.
Yeah.
So the odds are whittled down if you guess someone else on the remaining crew. Julie Dobbs, Ben Rogers, Danny Bayless, Jeff Skinwade, Christina Ray, Mike Soroy, and Jeff Kavanaugh.
I think Soroy will be the last one here, by the way.
Thank you.
Cards just aren't going your way today.
They're not.
I got
so
a cold deck in game one.
Yeah.
But I think it's me time.
Hey,
Kevin, did you change clothes?
Huh?
Yeah, did you change? You have a new jacket on.
And a new shirt.
What?
Yeah, tell me the pants are the same, at least.
One of the great jazz trios of our time, the Duke Silver Trio.
No. First time I'm hearing of them.
He's going to have a different game show host outfit for every game, you guys.
I'll send you a playlist.
He's you that really good.
I wish you wouldn't.
He's that good.
You really had a full costume change.
Those are different pants. That's a whole suit.
This is brilliant.
One thing that I'm looking
for. It's a full suit.
He changed his pants.
Am I wrong in my personality assessment of KT that we determined that he has two components in his personality makeup, and it's drunk and nervous?
Yeah. Whose album is this?
That's Mike Reiner.
God, he left his box set.
He only had two things to leave with, and he forgot one of them.
I'll see if Jasmine can find it.
He took that trash can raccoon lunch with him, but he left the box set an unopened.
Yeah. $200 unopened box set.
I miss having a lunch box.
Okay.
Cool,
Kevin. Okay, what are we playing
still have
next?
A lunch box, Jeff.
Up next is a sports quicksand brought to you by Franklin Frankel.
Yeah.
214 all threes.
I'm a sports guy. I'm getting out of here.
And right after I tell you the rules, Jeff will do a new Fine Arts Live spot.
Oh,
so everyone
yes.
get
Hold
prepared
on. Let me
for
get
that.
Those copy points.
Very quickly, here is how sports quicksand works. I start with the very charitable action of giving you all $10 points.
Thanks.
Okay. Then there will be a sounder. Now, this game is fun because bidding happens. For instance, Jeff, we're going to go in reverse order this time, so Jeff Kavanaugh would go first. Matt will play a category sounder. Whatever the category is, let's just say for fun it's jazz music.
I will bid 1 point.
He bids one. If anyone wants to top that, they can. Once the final bids are collected and you have topped that, that person gets the question. It's the only person who can get that question.
All right.
Now, if you run out of points, you're out. You have $10 points that I've given you. If you get to zero, you're done. There's no chance you can win the game. So keep that in mind. But if you are confident in the category of science or animals and you want to bid 9 on it, you get it right, 19 points. You lose down to 1. Maybe you just sit there neutral at 10 and move on. Sports Quicksand, brought to you by Frankel & Frankel, is next. Are there any questions before we hear a Jeff Kavanaugh New Fine Arts Live spot?
What was the middle part?
What?
Yeah, that was my question, too. Just the middle part, and the middle part only.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm just going to talk about New Fine Arts, because you guys are going to stop badgering my guy, KT.
Oh.
New Fine Arts is a place that I go all the time, and actually, a lot of times, Christina and I go to New Fine Arts while Mike Soroy's on FaceTime, and we just check out what they got over there. Flowers die and chocolates melt. But did you know there's a Valentine's gift that does last forever? What is it, Christina? Do you know the Valentine's gift that lasts forever?
I won't look at you when I say this, Jeff. It's pleasure. Pleasure will last forever.
That's right.
At least for a moment, and then you can keep repeating it, but it's fine.
Right, yeah. And they have a lot of things that can keep repeating. So give your lover the gift of pleasure this Valentine's Day with an adult gift from New Fine Arts. Now, there's an important reason that I am a spokesman for New Fine Arts. And that's because a lot of you fellas out there, I know what you're thinking. Like, that place is for the ladies. Y'all don't know what you're missing. You got to get up in New Fine Arts to find some stuff to... You know what I'm saying.
No, y'all were just talking toys earlier. I was disappointed you didn't mention New Fine Arts.
I mentioned it like 6 times today. I thought it might be too many. Yeah. Like, I've got one. I have 2 toys, but it's none of anyone's business, but it's factual. Plus a giant bucket of lubrication.
I'm so glad you said bucket.
Shop the largest and latest
in
personal pleasure products for her, him, or couples play. I like when I get to read all these words. Vibes, plugs, lubes, lotions, lingerie, and much more. If it pulsates, vibrates, stimulates, or lubricates, New Fine Arts has it. Maybe you're into CBD. They got a huge selection of that too. Delta 8, glassware, smoke accessories, new fine arts. Where your pleasure is our business. Especially on Valentine's Day. Open 24/7, 365. Find one near you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.